Saya po ba tayo ngayong umaga? Amen. Sa simula pa lang po ng ating praise and worship, nandito na po ang Panginoon. At patuloy po niya tayong kakausapin. Mari po ba tayong manalangin sandali? Let's bow down our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, salamat po Panginoon sa pag-ibig na ipinadama mo sa amin. Salamat po kay Jesus. Salamat po sa iyong banal na Espiritu. Ngayong umagang ito, Panginoon, nihiling po namin sa iyo na basbasan mo po ang iyong mensahero at itulot mo, Panginoon, na maibigay po natin ang iyong salita ayon sa iyong kalooban, the way you want it delivered, Lord. And so, Father, I ask you to prepare our hearts and give us, dear Holy Spirit, the obedience to obey your word. Lord, we choose to do your will. We choose to hear your voice. We choose to do according to what you have planned for us. And so speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. Let's welcome Him in our midst. Ang salita po na tatanggapin natin ngayong umaga ay galing po sa Panginoon. Sabi po niya kanina, the Lord utters His voice. Ang Panginoon ang nagsasalita. And so, ang topic po natin ngayong umagang ito ay, ang title po ng pahayag ng Diyos sa atin ay sa hango po sa Joel chapter 2. And the title is, Blow the Trumpet. Blow the Trumpet in Zion. Bigyan ko lang po kayo ng brief background tungkol po sa mensaheng ito. Nung po nandun kami sa Israel, I was asking the Lord kung anong message because sabi ni Pastor Lucy, pray mo anong message ng Lord. Kasi po, di po ba napansin nyo in the previous weeks, Fruit of the Spirit, the seven churches. And so I asked Pastor Lucy, ano pong message? Pray mo kung anong bibigay ng Lord sa iyo. And so I prayed about it. And this is what the Lord told me. Tell them what I told you in Israel. And so, after 5 years, my last trip to Israel was 2005. And I thought, hindi na po ako makakaakyat kasi every year I plan to go to Israel, may sakit ako. But by God's grace, dinala niya ako this year, after 5 years. One morning, nandun po kami sa promenade, with our early morning devotion. Ang promenade po is facing the Mount of Olives. This is the mountain where Jesus will return. And so as I was praying, I told the Lord, Lord, what will you have me do? Bakit mo po ako dinala sa Israel? What's your message for me? And I heard a very clear voice, very audible voice. Narinig ko po siya ng malinaw na malinaw. At ang sabi po ng Lord sa akin, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. So sabi ko, Lord, ikaw nga ba ito? But it was very clear. And you know, pagkatapos po niyang sinabi yung salitang yon, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Meron pong dumating mga turista. At doon po sa likod namin, may isang lalaki, I don't know, kung bata siya, di ko po siya nakita. Bumaba po siya at binlow niya yung shofar. Right after the Lord told me, blow the trumpet in Zion. And I heard the shofar. Yung pong nandun sa promenade, did you hear that shofar? During that time, it was when the Lord told me, blow the trumpet in Zion. And so tumayo po yung mga kilabot ko sa buong katawan ko. I felt the presence of the Lord. And after that, quiet time na po, I asked the Lord, Lord, ano pong message mo sa akin? And the Lord spoke to me regarding the coming of the Holy Spirit sa Joel 2:28. So I opened my Bible. Can you please open your Bible with me? In Joel chapter 2. Ang actually po ang hinahanap ko is Joel chapter 2 verse 28. But syempre po, quiet time, umpisahan ko po sa verse 1. So can you please turn your Bible to Joel chapter 2, verse 1. And I was shocked. Hindi ko po memorize itong verse na ito na nandito siya. Can we read verse 1 up to 2? Blow the horn in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the residents of the land tremble for the day of the Lord coming. In fact, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom. Verse 2. A day of clouds and dense overcast. Like the dawn spreading over the mountain, a great and strong people appears such as never existed in ages past and never will again in all generations to come. So three times, same message, blow the trumpet in Zion. So I started seeking the Lord regarding this message of what the Lord means to blow the trumpet. And I'd like to share with you the messages of the Lord. I believe this message is not just for me, but it is for every Christian. The Lord utters His voice, and the Lord is now telling each and every one of us of His message. So sabi ko sa Lord, Lord, what does it mean to blow the trumpet? And I did the research. Usually po ang trumpet, it's being used sa Israel and even now to give a warning, to sound an alarm. And so, ito po yung nakita ko pong fit na message, meaning of the blow the trumpet, to warn, to give notice to, beforehand, especially of danger or evil. So when God asks a messenger, a watchman, to blow the trumpet, it is to warn the people in the community that there is an impending danger. Hindi po pa, even sa mga gera sa Israel, the watchman will blow the trumpet, ibig sabihin nandito ng enemy. Or even Jesus himself, in one of the verses, he blew the trumpet. And so, I continued to seek the Lord about blowing the trumpet. Lord, what is it that you want me to give notice, to warn the people? What is it that you're warning me? And as your messenger, you want me to warn the people. And the Lord brought me to Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 to 4. Basahin nga po natin, nandito po sa slide. The Lord, the word of the Lord, can we read all together what's in the slide? The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, speak to your countrymen and say to them, when I bring the sword against the land and the people of the land, choose one of their men and make him their watchman. And he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people. And then, if anyone hears the trumpet but does not take the warning and the sword comes and takes his life, his blood will be on his head. Verse 6, but if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and take the life of one of them, and the man will be taken away because of his sin, but I will hold the watchman accountable for his blood. I really trembled at the word of God. Naintindihan po ba ninyo? Can we go to Tagalog? Ezekiel 33, 1 to 4? Para po malinaw na malinaw ang ibig sabihin ng Panginoon, ang mensahe niya sa atin. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 to 4. Nandiyan na po ba kayo? I just want to read it in Tagalog. 33, 1 to 4. Sinabi sa akin ni Yahweh, tao, ito ang sabihin mo sa iyong mga kababayan. Kapag ipinasasalakay ko ang iyong isang bayan, siya ay pipili ng isang bantay. Kapag natanawan nito ang sasalakay sa kanila, ihipan niya ang trompeta bilang babala sa mga tao. Sino mang makarinig sa babala, ngunit magwalang bahala, at pagkatapos, mapatay sa tabak, walang dapat managot sa kanyang pagkamatay. Kasalanan na niya kung mamatay siya, pagkat hindi niya pinansin ang babala. Maliligtas sana siya kung siya'y nakinig. Ngunit kung hindi tinipan ng bantay ang trompeta, pagkakita niya sa mga sasalakay at may napatay sa kanyang kababayan, ito ay pananagutan niya. So ito po, I really trembled at the word of God when I heard this. Ito po, ganito kaserious ang pagtawag ng Lord sa atin as watchmen. When God says, blow the trumpet, He wants each and every one of us, me personally, And I'm acting on God's word today that we are to blow the trumpet. Bigay natin ang babala dahil may darating. May darating po na sasalakay. At sabi po niya, kung ang bantay, hinipan na niya ang trompeta at hindi nakinig yung mga binabalaan niyang mga tao at sila ay napatay dahil hindi sila nakinig, hindi sila sumunod sa babala, walang pananagutan ng bantay. Kasalanan ng tao na nakarinig ng babala at hindi siya sumunod na siya ay namatay. Ngunit, sabi ng Panginoon, kung ang bantay nakita na niya ang mga sasalakay at hindi niya hinipan ang trompeta, at dahil dito hindi handa ang mga tao at sila ay namatay, sabi po ng Panginoon, pananagutan ng bantay ang mga namatay. Ay, hindi po ba kakilakilabot? Kung ikaw ang tinawagan ng Panginoon na maging bantay at hindi po tayo susunod sa Kanya, personally, sabi ko, Lord, I shared part of this during our prayer and fasting. But sabi ng Lord, I want you to share it to the whole church and to every person you will meet. I want you to blow the trumpet. Para sa ganon, handa ang lahat ng tao. So dito po ang sinasabi, ang trompeta may babala dahil may darating na sakuna or plague. And so, in the book of Joel, I meditated the book of Joel, chapter 1 to 3. Next slide, please. In chapter 1, isasummarize ko na lang po. In chapter 1, there was a terrible plague in Joel, no? In Israel. The land of Israel suffered a terrible plague of locusts, leaving the Eden into a desolate wilderness. Ano po ba yung locust sa Tagalog? Balang? Alam niyo ba yung balang? Parang insekto to, di ba? Pero dito po, ang nangyari sa Israel, when yung mga balang, maraming balang, pumasok po sa Israel. At ito po ay naging, ano ba yung plague? Para siyang disaster. Nung dumating po ang mga balang, sabi po dito, iniwan nila ang Israel na dati, bago sila dumating, para siyang Eden, para siyang garden. Pero pag alis ng mga balang, it was a desolate wilderness. And so I started meditating on this, and the Lord gave me vivid pictures of what happened doon po sa mga balang. Ang Israel po, dito po, galing kami sa Israel, napakaganda po ng land of Israel, punong-puno ng green. Lahat ng mga tanim ay malalago. Mga prutas, agricultural products, maganda po ang pananim sa Israel. And so nung dumating itong mga locust na to, anong ginawa ng mga locust? Sinalanta nila lahat ng green thing, lahat ng mga plants, plantation, at ubos. Kung ang bagyo, sinasalanta niya, babagsak lang yun, pero nandun pa rin yung mga, ito po, inubos ng mga balang, ang mga dahon, mga prutas, everything. And they left Israel into a wilderness. So I asked the Lord, hindi ko masyadong na-appreciate yung plague. But when the Lord started talking to me the implication of the plague, pinakita po ng Lord sa akin na kinain nila lahat ng mga green, so walang pagkain. Ubus ang palay, ubus ang prutas, ubus ang gulay. O anyway, may mga animals pa, di ba? Hindi po, pati animals. Kasi wala nang kakainin ng baka. Wala nang kakainin ng manok na corn and palay. Wala nang pagkain. And so because of that plague, famine came. So disaster po ang nangyari. And the prophet Joel was saying, he believed that this was a judgment sent by God because of the sins of the people. Do we identify in the Philippines? Whenever there is a plague, when there is a typhoon, an earthquake, ito po ang God's judgment. My brothers and my sisters, marami na po tayong narinig na mensahe about the judgment of God. But now let us tremble. Masyado pong strong ang message ng Lord na na-receive ko personally. Let us tremble at God's judgment. The Lord showed me just 3 samples of God's judgment here on earth, recorded in the Bible. So the first judgment, the angels of the Lord, fallen angels. Si Lucifer was an angel with the Lord. Ginagamit siya ng Panginoon in many ways. But Lucifer rebelled. Alam po natin na ano pong nangyari kay Lucifer. Nagrebelde siya and he wanted to be like God. And because of this, sabi po sa 2 Peter 3:4, hindi pinatawad ng Diyos ang anghel na nagkasala. We know what happened to Lucifer. Alam nyo? Ha? Alam nyo nangyari kay Lucifer? Mula sa heaven, kasama ng Diyos, tinapon siya sa impyerno. And he is now the fallen angel, the devil. Siya ngayon ang kalaban natin, si Satanas. So, don't think that because we are children of God, mahal niya tayo, we are precious to God, hindi niya tayo parurusahan. Sabi po ng Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. May the fear of the Lord fall upon each and every one of us. God is a loving God. But when God's wrath will fall upon any creature, not just men, but even angels, his judgment is terrible. Lucifer fell down from heaven, hindi lang sa earth, but down there on the bottomless pit. Another judgment that the Lord showed me, recorded in the history, in the Bible, is about Noah. We know the times of Noah. Di po ba? During the time ng mga tao, normal lang. They were eating and drinking, pero masyado na po ang kasalanan. Hindi nila inalintana ang mga sinasabi ng Panginoon. At ito si Noah, sabi ng Lord, blow the trumpet, Noah. So Noah warned the people, may darating na malaking-malaking baha. It will rain for 40 days and 40 nights. So sabi niya, mag-repent na kayo because judgment day is coming. Nakinig po ba ang mga tao sa warning ni Noah? Nakinig po ba sila? Hindi. And we know what happened. Dahil sa katalanan ng tao, ginunaw ng Diyos ang daigdig sa baha noong unang panahon. Wala siyang iniligtas maliban kay Noe at ang pito niyang kapamilya. Ang asawa niya, tatlong anak niya at ang kanilang mga asawa. This is how terrible God's judgment is. God is willing to start from zero and kill all the people na hindi po sumusunod sa kanya. When God's wrath is aroused, his judgment is terrible. But we see here God's mercy. Mayroon pong taong sumunod sa kanya. At ito po si Noah. So Noah has been acquitted. Wala kang kasalanan si Noah kahit naubos ang buong mundo. But because Noah yielded to God, God saved him and his family na nakilig kay Noah. So they went inside the boat at the time na walang ulan. Because they believed in the warning of the Lord. And so when the flood came up, only Noah and his family and the animals who were inside the boat were saved. So this is God's wrath at the time of Noah. Another example the Lord gave me is Sodom and Gomorrah. Ito pong Sodom and Gomorrah ay masamang-masama na sa paningin ng Panginoon. And Moses, a friend of God, nandun po yung pamangkin niya. Si Abraham, ng pamangkin niya si Lot, nandun po siya sa Sodom and Gomorrah nung naghati sila, di ba? Pumunta siya sa Sodom and Gomorrah. At masamang-masama na po ang Sodom and Gomorrah. There is so much sexual immorality. Homosexuals, lesbians, at galit na ang Panginoon. And so sabi po ng Panginoon, I am going to destroy this city of Sodom and Gomorrah. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because their sin is so terrible, I cannot take it anymore. And the prophet of the Lord started pleading, Lord, wag mo po silang tutupukin. Was it Abraham? Moses, no? Nagpi-plead sa Lord. And so, Abraham pleaded to the Lord na wag mo po silang lilipulin. Ang sabi ng Lord, if there are 50 righteous who will intercede for the city, I am not going to destroy the city. May 50 ba siyang nakita? Wala. Ang laki ng city, wala siyang nakitang 50 na righteous people. So tumawad ng tumawad si Abraham, 40, 30, 20 hanggang 10 na lang. If I can find 10 righteous people in that city, I am not going to destroy it. Lo and behold, walang 10. Only Lot was there. And so anong ginawa ng Lord? We know. Winasak niya ko ang time, you know what, tubig. Sinira niya ang Sodom and Gomorrah through fire and brimstone. And sinabihan niya, again, the mercy of the Lord upon those who hearken, yung mga nakikinig sa kanya, sumusunod sa kanya. Sinabihan niya ang pamilya ni Lot, lisanin niyo na ang Sodom and Gomorrah bago ko siya tupukin. At huwag kayong lilingon. So umalis po sila, kaya lang isa sa kasama ni Lot, yung asawa niya, sumunod ba siya? Hindi niya maiwan yung Sodom and Gomorrah, may attachment siya. And so habang tumatakas sila paalis sa Sodom and Gomorrah, hindi niya mapigilan na hindi niya lilingunin ang Sodom and Gomorrah dahil may attachment siya sa mga kasalanan doon. Nangihinayang siya na iwan ang mga kasalanan doon kahit nilingon niya. Ano pong nangyari sa asawa ni Lot? Naging pillar of salt. Naging asin siya. So hindi rin siya nakaligtas. Ano pong ibig sabihin na naging asin? Naging asin siya because Christians are the salt of the earth. Tayo ay asin ng mundong ito. We are the preservative of this earth. Sa kabila ng mga kasalanan ng tao, during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, kung mayroon lang sanang sampo na righteous, they will serve as the salt of the earth and they're going to preserve Sodom and Gomorrah despite all the sins. Because these 10 righteous people will pray, these 10 righteous people will blow the trumpet, and God's mercy will fall upon these people. Mapipreserve sana sila. But because of the lack of salt of the earth, they all perished, except for the family of Lot. This is God's judgment. God is not judging one person only, but many people who have not obeyed the word of the Lord. And the Lord is telling us, 2 Corinthians 5, 10 to 11. Can you please go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 10 to 11. Andiyan na po kayo? Okay. 5, 10 to 11. Sinusugpo ko ang lahat ng pagmamataas laban sa Diyos at binibihag ang lahat ng isipan upang tumalima kay Kristo. Upang lubos at naghahanda ng Verse 10, anang ilan, ang sulat lamang niya ang matapang sa harapan namin at walang magawa. Dapat malaman ng mga tao nagsasabi kung anong sinasabi. I'm sorry, mali po ang aking reference. Pero ito po yung message. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Yun nga po sinabi ko. Mali ang reference ko. 5 verse 10. Okay. Sapagkat bawat isa ay haharap sa hukuman ni Kristo upang tumanggap ng kaukulang ganti sa kanyang ginawa, mabuti man o masama, nang siya'y nabubuhay pa sa daigdig na ito. Dahil sa alam kong nararapat tayong matakot sa Diyos, sinisikap kong hikayatin ang mga tao na manumbalik sa Kanya. Alam ng Diyos ang tunay kong pagkatao at inaasahan kong ako'y kilalang kilala rin ninyo. So dito po, sinasabi ng Panginoon, there is a future judgment on the judgment seat of Christ. Tayo po ay uhusgahan ng Panginoon ayon sa ating ginawa, mabuti man o masama. Next slide please. 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord, sa susunod na slide please. Okay. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heaven will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. These are things to come. The Lord is warning us that He is coming soon. If there is a message that I received from the Lord this year in Israel, it was the Lord's coming. Alam ko po na darating ang Panginoon, but there, during my stay in Israel, the Spirit just kept on talking to me that the day of the Lord is near. The day of the Lord is coming. It is at hand. Paulit-ulit, tatlong beses, malapit na, nandyan na, nandito na. Ganun po, there is an urgency that the Lord is coming very near. At sabi po niya, pagdating ng Panginoon, the heavens will disappear with a roar. Elements will be destroyed by fire. At lahat po ng nasa mundo, it will be laid bare. So just like in the time of Joel, from the Garden of Eden, after the plague, it was a desolate wilderness. It was laid bare. The Lord is telling us, when the Lord comes, mas terrible po ang mangyayari. And so, verse 11, Joel chapter 2, verse 11, the day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Who can endure it? Have you ever imagined the day of the Lord? Who can endure it? Sabi po dito, next slide please. Sino ang makatatagal? Ang taong may malinis na puso. Matthew 5:8, mapalad ang may malinis na puso sapagkat makikita nila ang Diyos. So dito po, ang mensahe ng Panginoon sa akin are two. There are two kinds of people. Yung pong mga nakikinig sa Panginoon, yung pong naghihintay, yung pong naghahanda, nasa kanan. Yung pong mga hindi naghihintay, patuloy na gumagawa ng kasalanan, nandito po, kaliwa. At sabi po niya, pare-pareho yan, sama-sama yung mga taong yan. Yung mga masunurin at yung malinis ang puso, at kasama na rin po ang mga makasalanan. Pagdating po ng Panginoon, magkaiba ang reaksyon ng dalawa. Even the Christians will suffer partly the tribulation. Perilous times are coming at tayo rin po ay dadanas ng paghihirap. Kaya po sinasabi ng Panginoon, tayo bilang mga Kristiyano, kailangan maging handa, maging malinis, at maghanda tayo sa pagdating ng Panginoon. Sabi po niya, who can endure it? In Matthew 24, I meditated on this, pero hindi ko na po, in your quiet time siguro, read Matthew 24 and ask the Lord to give you a better understanding of His coming. Sinasabi po ng Panginoon, sa mga nakahanda, it is a glorious day. Sabi po ng Panginoon, kung di lamang sa habag niya sa mga righteous people on earth, walang makatatagal. But for the sake of the elect, the Lord will shorten that day. At tayo po ay maliligtas. So we will be in the first resurrection. First batch, yung mga nakahanda. And so it is a glorious celebration that the Lord is coming very soon. But for those who are not prepared, for those who are not ready, it will be a terrible day of judgment. And so, next slide please. Ito po yung warning. No? Sabi po ng Panginoon, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm. In the holy hill, let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is close at hand. And description po niya, it is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. And so as I meditate on this, the Lord told me, we are to prepare His people. Especially po kami, ako po bilang a pastor, the Lord told me, you have to prepare your team. Parang championship, di ba? Paglalaban ka na sa championship, the final round, sinong matitira? You have to prepare your team. You have to train them. All of us should be fit for the championship, for the final race. Fit physically, fit spiritually, fit emotionally. Our soul should be fit. So sabi niya, you have to discipline yourself. Doon po sa Encounter God Retreat, sabi po doon, you have to put to death the works of the flesh so that we can live. And so, ilang araw na po akong iyak ng iyak dyan sa mga repentance. Every time I would pray, talagang iyak na lang ng iyak. And I see the heart of God being crushed dahil sa ating kasalanan. Hindi lang po kayo, maging ako. Ang mga kasalanan ko. The Lord's heart is being crushed because of our sins. And because of this, the wrath of God is being aroused because of the sins of this earth. So my brothers, my sisters, magsimula po tayo sa ating sarili. na magbago at paggamit sa Panginoon para i-warn natin ang ating mga pamilya. Kasi hindi lang tayo, I've been crying for my family. I've been crying for the flock, for the church, for the unbelievers. And so verse 15, 16, sabi po ng Lord, blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children. Those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room. And the bride her chamber. This is an acting on God's word na gustong gawin ng Lord sa atin. If we want to preserve this earth, if we want to be victorious in the Lord's coming, sabi po ng Lord, prepare the way. Make His path straight. And so, this is a very specific step the Lord is telling us. So sabi ko, maswerte po tayo dito sa Friends of Jesus Christ. We are in the right path. Our pastors have been exhorting about praying and fasting every Friday. There is a night watch praying and fasting. Kung babasahin po natin itong verse 16, mineditate ko po ito. Ito yung gusto ng Lord na klaseng fast natin. When you gather an assembly, hindi lang yung leaders. Ano pong sinasabi niya dito? Lahat ng tao nandito eh. Consecrate an assembly. Bring the elders. Sino pong mga elders dito? Pakitaas po yung kamay. Sinong tingin nyo elders? Elders. Hindi lang yung mga senior citizen. Basta may mature ka na. Ibig sabihin the adults. Sabi po dito, bring the elders. Gather the children, yung mga bata. So bata, matanda, nandun. Pati yung mga sumususo. Kaya ang mga nursing mothers, they don't have an excuse not to be there in the fast. Dahil sabi ng Lord, kahit nagpapasuso ka ng anak mo, dalhin mo yung anak mong pinapasuso. And you should be there in the assembly. Sabi niya, let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Bagong kasal, nag-honeymoon. Absent ako, Lord, kasi nag-honeymoon. Sabi ng Lord, hindi. Hindi excuse na bagong kasal ka kahit on your day of wedding, kahit nasa honeymoon mo, you should be there. That's how important this meeting is. The assembly that God is calling us. All of us should be there. So po nung aming prayer and fasting, tinignan ko po, cluster ang assigned. Ilan po? Binilang ko po yung mga nandun. Are we more than 10? The minimum that God requires for Sodom and Gomorrah? So nung binilang ko, praise God, more than 10. Lord, pasado kami. Pero ang gusto ng Lord, gather an assembly. So I am giving you this warning, not coming from me, but coming from the Lord. That we are to bring our fast as an assembly. So natutuwa po ako ng pastors natin. Ginagawa po ito nung September 18, nagkaroon ng church-wide fast. And in January, we will have another church-wide fast. We have to be there and be part of the assembly. Okay, sabi po, Joel 2 verse 12-13, rend your hearts. Ito po ang gagawin natin sa assembly. Even now, actually sabi ng Lord sa akin ngayon, huwag mo nang hintayin yung prayer and fasting sa Friday. Now, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity. Wala po yan original. Yung He relents from sending calamity. After the fasting, sabi ng Lord, ang resulta po, God will change His mind. He will relent from sending the calamity. So, kinuha ko rin po sa Tagalog because napakaganda po. Nung rend your hearts and not your garments. Ano ibig sabihin ng Lord? Rend your hearts. Biyakin mo yung puso mo. Hindi lang pupunitin yung damit mo. Yung puso ay nasa loob. Ang damit ay panglabas. At sabi po ng Panginoon, ang pagbabago hindi lang panglabas. Hindi lang pakitang tao, kundi sa ating kaloob-looban. And this is what the Tagalog version says. Taimtim kayong magsisi. At manumbalik sa akin, kayo'y mag-ayuno, manangis at magdalamhati. Magsisi kayo ng taos sa puso, hindi lamang pakitang tao. Magbalik loob kayo kay Yahweh na inyong Diyos. Siya ay may magandang loob at puspos ng awa, handang magpatawat at hindi magpaparusa. Hallelujah, this is the God that we have. So I am imagining how as I read these verses, ano ba ang itsura ng mukha ng Panginoon? How does God looks? Kapag nakikita niya yung ating kasalanan, lugmok na, yung heart of God is crushed, nalulungkot siya. At dahil nalulungkot siya sa katigasan ng ulo natin, yung galit niya nag-a-arouse. Pero sa sandaling tayo'y magbalik loob sa Kanya, sa sandaling tayo'y manangis, manalangin at magbalik loob sa Kanya, the countenance of God will change. His heart will change. Suddenly, sasabi niya, this is my beloved son, nagbabalik loob. And suddenly, the anger of the Lord is washed. Nawawala ang galit niya. At ano pong nangyayari? Magandang loob. Puspos ng awa. The compassion of the Lord falls upon us. At siya po'y handang laging magpatawad. And when God gives us His forgiveness, He withholds the judgment. He withholds the punishment. So sa dalawang klaseng tao na pagbalik ng Panginoon, yung pong unrighteous, the one who is not ready, torment. But to that one who is ready, who is always returning to the Lord, nasa laman pa rin po tayo. Minsan po, hindi natin maiwasan, natutukso tayo. Pero kung nasa atin ang banal na Espiritu Santo, agad-agad nagbabalik loob tayo sa Diyos. So kung tayo po ganitong attitude natin, lagi tayong handa, lagi tayong nagsisisi, lagi tayong nagpapalinis, lagi tayong sumusunod sa Panginoon, sabi po ng Panginoon, binubura niya ang ating mga kasalanan. Ako po mahilig mag-imagine na pag nagbabasa ako ng Word of God, I really binubusisi ko. Binubusisi ko. So sabi ko, Lord, what happens? Ito po yung pumasok sa mind ko just to illustrate what happens when we fast and repent. There's a Lamb's Book of Life. So when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, nakasulat na yung pangalan mo doon. Pero ang dating po sa akin, may diary ako doon kay Lord. May diary ako. So, sabi ko nga, Lord, ang laki ng database ng MIS mo. Kasi ang trabaho ko, MIS. Bawat customer, 3 million customers ng BPI, may record ang bawat isa. So parang tayo, ilang bilyon ng mga tao, bawat isa sa atin, meron tayong customer record ng Lord. Nandun. At lahat ng ginagawa natin, nakalag doon sa ating diary. And kung kasalanan yan, sulat ng sulat. Kung mabuti, sulat ng sulat. But every time we repent, every time we ask the Lord to forgive us our sins, these sins are blotted out. Nabubura. Parang magic template. Binubura ng Lord at wala nang bakas na natitira doon sa ating record book. Pero yung mabuting ginawa natin, they will stay there. And that will be the basis for the day of judgment. This is the illustration that I got when I was praying for this. Because it is very clear to my mind na every time I sin, every time sisigaw ako at magagalit ako, Lord, dadagdagan ng kasalanan ko doon. Every time na maiinis ako, malilate na ako, at instead na magpray ako, magagalit ako, magsasalita ako, makakasakit ako na, Lord, nakasulat. So I would rather shut my mouth and just pray. So the Lord is teaching me to be conscious of the little things because every little thing, wala naman siya sinabi, big or small. Ang sinabi lang niya, good or bad. So whether it's good, it's bad, it's written. So ngayon po, ngayong araw na ito, you know your track record. Alam niyo yung nakalista doon. Maaring may mga iba, hindi na tayo conscious. But we should know. Okay, the promise. What do we expect after obedience to prayer and fasting and returning to the Lord? Kay Joel po ito, sabi niya, revival will follow after repentance. Because God promised physical and spiritual blessings. In Joel 2:18-27. So, very quickly lang, let me just run down the physical blessings. Next slide, please. Physical blessing. Sabi po niya, be glad, O people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the autumn rains in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain, the vats will overflow with new wine and oil, and I will repay you for the years the locust has eaten. So kung ano man po ang sinira nung plague ng locust, sabi po ng Lord, ibabalik niya. So yung pong mga nasirang pananim, the oil and the vats, they will overflow with physical blessing. And then the spiritual blessing, pinangako po niya to, a prophecy of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, spiritual deliverance for all the people. And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men shall see vision. Sabi ko sa Lord, Lord, talagang ang specific mo, no? Hindi niya sinasabing just all. May specific siyang gagawin to the old men. May specific siyang gagawin to the sons and daughters and to the young men. So dito po, this is, I will not go expound on this. Alam natin, this is the coming of the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So if we obey the Lord, even now, the Lord promises, ano man ang kinain ni Satanas, ano man kinain ng Diablo sa buhay natin, ibabalik ng Lord. Physical blessings. And the Lord is going to restore spiritual deliverance, spiritual blessings to the church. My brothers, my sisters, wag na po nating pansinin ang pride. Wag na po nating pansinin yung mga bitterness, yung mga hurts, yung mga dinadaanan natin. Heaven, the coming of the Lord is much more worthy than all the things that pinaghihirapan po natin. So, lessons for today, for us today, how do we apply this? Summary lang po. The church right now is in a desolate condition. Laid waste. Parang yung inatake ng locust by many spiritual foes. At nakita po natin, sin, famine, natural disaster, drought, earthquake, wars. Hindi ko na po i-elaborate yun. Kailan lang nagkaroon ng pumutok na bulkan, mga bagyo na super typhoon. Marami pong mga dumadating ng mga sakuna. And God one is calling the Christians. God utters His voice unto the army. We are the soldiers of the army. Hear what the Lord is telling us now. A call to the Christians to fast, to pray, to repent, and return to the Lord. It's not enough that we repent. We have to return to the Lord. And we have to renounce that sin, hate that sin, and resolve to be pure and holy. So what kind of people do we ought to be when the Lord returns? Sabi po niya, live holy and godly lives. You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Hallelujah. This is one message that I receive in my heart. Every time I would be there in Israel, especially overlooking the Mount of Olives where Jesus will return, while I was praying, sabi ko, Lord, I am looking forward to a new Jerusalem in this place. God is going to bring down a new heaven and a new earth. And He will reign for 1,000 years right here at the Mount of Olives. Para bang may practice. Kaya whenever I am there, talagang my heart just wells up in worship because it is a prelude that God is coming very soon. Sabi po ng Lord, Hebrews 12:26, sabi, hindi ko na po babasahin eh. Sabi po ng Lord, I will shake everything here on earth. And not just earth, but even the heavens, sabi niya. So that only the unshakable shall remain. So now is the time of shaking. Maraming taong sinishake, sickness, sinishake, financial problems, relationship. A lot of shaking is going on in our lives, but this is a part of refining us. God is purifying the church. God is preparing the church. God is preparing His bride to be without spot, without blemish, without wrinkles. So my last slide, walang dungis. Yan po tayo. This is the final product of every Christian. Yamang inihintay natin ang mga bagay na ito. Ito po ang tinutukoy niya, ang bagong langit at lupa sa pagdating ng Panginoon. Sikapin ninyong masumpungan niya tayong walang dungis at walang kapintasan at mapayapa sa kanyang pagdating. 2 Peter 3 verse 14. Now let's ask, please close your eyes and let's ask the Lord to speak to us based on these messages that we have received from Him. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord's coming? Review your diary. Review your Lamb's Book of Life, your record in the Lamb's Book of Life. What is written in it? Good or bad? Holy Spirit, come now, Lord. Holy Spirit, how we need you. Reveal to us, Lord, what we have done. You see what is written in my Lamb's Book of Life. Everything that I did, good and bad. Lord, now is the time you convict us, Lord, of sin, of righteousness, of judgment. Now I understand, Lord, when you convict us of sin, we have to be convicted of the coming judgment. Oh, Lord, give us your godly fear. Let the fear of the Lord fall upon us, Lord. Lord, we don't want judgment. We don't want, Lord, but we will all face judgment. The judgment day. We will all face you, Jesus, on the judgment seat. So, Lord, ayaw na po namin hintayin yung araw na yon. But even now, Lord, we want to come back to you, Lord. We want to repent. We repent, Lord. We acknowledge we have sinned against you. We repent of our sins, Lord, with mourning, weeping, and fasting, Lord. We return to you, Lord God. Oh, you know, come, let us return to the Lord. If you are led by the Lord to kneel down, this is the time how we need Him. Lord, we come to you, Lord. Patawarin mo po kami sa aming mga pagkakasala. Patawarin mo kami, Lord. Napakaraming kasalanan ng aming ginagawa. Kala namin maliit, malaki mga itinatago namin sa kadiliman, Panginoon. Compromises, Lord. We have a lot of this. Lord, sexual immorality, forgive us, Lord. Oh, Lord, the words that we have spoken in our mouth, the curses, Lord, that we have spoken, even to our children, Lord. Our sins, Lord, that impacts not only our lives, but even our children, our children's children up to the fourth generation. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. Oh, yarabaka, yarabaka. Oh, if your heart is so hard right now, if your heart is hardened, rend your hearts and not your garments, the Lord is telling us. Rend your hearts, return to the Lord. Yarabaka, yarabada, see, yarabaka, yarada. Lord, forgive us. Turn away from your sins. Turn away from the spirit of pride. Oh, yarabakaya, this is the cause of Satan's downfall. Repent of pride. Submit yourself to God. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mind hand of God, so that in due time He will exalt you. Oh, Lord, I acknowledge I have sinned against you. Nagkasala po ako sa iyo, Panginoon. Patawarin mo po ako. Nagpapalinis po ako sa iyo ngayon, Lord. Banal na Espiritu ng Diyos, tulungan mo po akong mabuhay bilang banal. At sa mga nabubuhay na po in righteousness, Lord, teach us to do even more. Teach us, Lord, to prepare even more. Lord, use us as your trumpet, Lord, to blow your trumpet, Lord, to give the warning to your people. Use us, Lord, para hindi na po sila mapariwara, hindi na po sila mapahamak sa araw ng judgment, Lord. Lord, come, how we need your Spirit of God. Ora bakaya da 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 la 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 la. Holy Spirit, only you can do the convicting of sins, Lord. Only you. Convict us right now, Spirit of God. Fall afresh upon us, Lord. Ora baka patawarin mo kami, Lord, na konting-konti po ang nagfa-fast and pray pag Friday. But today, Lord, today I heard your voice. Lahat pala kami dapat nandoon. Para ba kaya radadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad teach me to obey you, Lord. O Rabba kaya radadadadadada, may I call on the Rev 5, please? Shadadadadadada kaya radadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad kami, Panginoon. Nagsisisi na po kami sa aming mga kasalanan. Purahin mo na po. Patawarin mo kami at purahin lahat ng aming mga pagkakasala, Lord. Lord, give us a clean slate of the bad things that we've been doing, Lord. And keep a record, Lord, that the good things will continue to grow even more. Oh, make me conscious, Lord, that everything I do here on earth, naka-record po sa iyo, Lord, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, rabakaya, rabakanda, radadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad May I ask everyone to please kneel down and let this be our prayer to the Lord.
Yes, in precious silver, purify my heart. Let me be as gold.
Lord, of the things of this world. Yes, Lord, my desire is to be with you, Lord.
My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart.
I choose to be holy.
It's
my choice, Lord.
Holy.
to do. Use me, Lord. Use me as your watchman. Use me, Lord, to blow the trumpet.
My heart's one desire is to be.
Thank you, Lord. As we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for a new beginning. I will keep my record clean, Lord. Help me, dear Holy Spirit.
For you, my Master, ready to do your will.
Yes, ready to do your will. Come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I am ready to meet you, Lord. I'm ready, Lord. Come now, Lord. Come even now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your compassion, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for relenting from giving us the calamities, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for preserving this earth. Oh, hallelujah. We are waiting for you, Lord Jesus. Eagerly waiting, longing, Lord, for the new Jerusalem, for the new heaven and the new earth, Lord, where Satan is bound for 1,000 years, where righteousness will reign. Oh, Lord God, come even so. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Let us welcome Pastor Faye.
The Lord has been so good. Ganda po ng message ng Lord. For those who just came, kung yung pong mga ngayon lang dumating dito at really you know that dun po sa sinabi ni Pastor Cheat early, binigay sa atin ng Panginoon kung saan tayo po yung magde-decide eh. Would I want to be included in the book of life? So it's upon us. It's our decision. So for those who have made a decision and convicted of sin during the preaching of Pastor Cheat, I invite you to come to the Lord and tell the Lord, Lord, yes, I need your life. I want to be in your book of life. And if you have decided that you want to be in the book of life of the Lord, I invite you to stand up and say, Lord, eto po ako, I'm making a decision and I want to be in your book of life. Doon po sa binasa po ni Pastor Cheat sa Corinthians 5:10 that there will be judgment. Everyone, all of us. Wala pong exemption. All of us will be judged. Christians, non-Christians, believers, non-believers, pre-believers, whoever you are, great and small, president, generals, rank and file, living in slums, living in rich houses, all of us will stand before the Lord. Are you ready? Yung pang sinasabi dun sa, to summarize the preaching of Pastor Cheat. So, for those who want to be right before God, this is the prayer. You may follow this prayer. Sundin po natin tong panalangin ito. Diyos sama sa langit, napakabuti mo po. Maraming salamat po sa mensahe mo sa araw na ito. Winarningan mo po ako. Your watchman, Pastor Cheat, release the message. I'm the person who heard. Narinig ko po ang tunog ng trumpeta. At ngayon po, I respond. I ask forgiveness. I recognize na ako po ay makasalanan at humihingi po ako ng kapatawaran. Ang tanging kapatawaran po ay sa pamamagitan mo, Panginoong Jesus. Maraming salamat po ng iyong kamatayan sa cross ay para sa akin, para sa kabayaran ng aking mga kasalanan. Maraming salamat po sa dakilang pag-ibig mo, sa pag-ako mo sa aking kasalanan. Pinawalang sala mo na po ako. Maraming salamat po, pangako mo that if I confess my sin, you are just and faithful to forgive me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus. Sa habang